Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast, where we focus our content all around helping entrepreneurs speak their success, believe in their greatness, and continue to create the life and business of their dreams. All right. And today I want to just talk a little bit about goal setting. And I went into the archives and I pulled out a little bit of a presentation that I did some time ago, but it's aged really well, right? When we began to talk about goal setting, and oftentimes we know what it is that we desire to do and want to do, but at the same time, we don't always take long enough to sit down to do what the Bible says and write the vision and make it plain, right? The text says, write the vision and make it plain so that those who see the vision now can take it and they can run with it. Okay, so I'm gonna play this clip from my presentation. And if you need to pause it, then take time and pause it and sit down and begin to really write down your goals. What do you want to achieve this month? What do you want to achieve in the next 60 days? What do you want to achieve in the next year? You want to make sure that you cast your vision. And then we're going to get back to the episode and I'm going to give a little bit more detail to unpack from there. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Those of you who have not written just down anything yet, I want you just to take a few moments. I want you really just to think for like maybe 20, 30 seconds, whatever. And then I want you to answer this first question, because this is going to be our warm-up exercise. This thing doesn't work that well. But this is going to be our warm-up exercise. And for the warm-up, I want you just to begin to write down what you see yourself accomplishing. Maybe for the next year, maybe the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I want you just to go. I'm going to give you, we'll do like about a minute and a half, maybe a minute. But just go. Begin to write for that first thing. What you see yourself accomplishing, what you see yourself doing. Where do you see yourself in 2022, Joe? Where do you see yourself in 2024? You know, begin to write these things down. Do you see yourself being married? But yeah, finishing school. How many degrees do you see yourself having?
Well, I mean, like finishing school and getting a job. Would that be considered?
Yeah, like, write that down. That counts. Places you want to go.
Would that be one goal though?
You can just write it all down. Just write it all down. If it comes to your mind, write it down. We can talk about that. But if it comes to your mind, write it down. You see yourself having your own shoe? I don't know. Write it down. You see yourself becoming governor? Write it down. Mayor, president. Write it down. You see yourself speaking, writing a book, write it down. Giving you all a little bit more time. But this is your life. Like, this is your life. I want you to write down things that you see coming into fruition in your own life. Okay, now we're going to stop. We're going to stop. Everybody drop your pen. Everybody put your pen down. Put the pen down. Now, who's willing to share? You don't have to share everything on the list. You just share one, two items. Who's willing to share? Because this is the Male Achievement Program, and we have men in here. And I've heard that men are leaders. Would y'all agree? Men are leaders?
Yes.
Y'all got to give me some energy. I need to hear some voices. I need to hear some bass in here. And I don't want it to be the person who always talks, which I know is Edward. You know what I'm saying? I know it's Edward. I know he always talks. So who, come on, somebody. Yes, sir. I want you to stand up. I want you to come right here. I want you to say your name. Then I want you to read off like two items on your list. And I want you to say it with confidence. Say it bold.
Finishing my associates with
your name.
A 3.0.
Your name.
My name is Bernard Cheatham.
There we go.
I want to finish my associates with a 3.0, and I also want to start putting animation shorts online so they can be released so other colleges can see.
Excellent. Can we clap for him? You can see. Somebody else. Who's willing to share? Come on, Joe.
Hey, let's support.
All right, my name is Joe, and in about 2022, I see myself as a youth pastor graduating from SAGU.
Dope.
And continue my master's in Dallas Baptist University while part-time pastors in my church. I mean, youth pastor.
I love it. Can we give it up for him? Excellent. And then some of you might have already answered this question, but the second question is, what would it mean to you to accomplish these goals? And the reason I ask that is because sometimes I think it can be difficult to strive towards a goal and strive towards accomplishing something if there's nothing deeper tied to it. How many have heard, like, what is your why? Has anybody heard that before? Like a why or a purpose for what you do. For instance, some of you might be here today because it means a lot to your mother, to your father, to somebody else throughout the lineage of your family for you to get a college degree. So therefore, that's something that pushes you. So really quickly, just take a few seconds and then just answer that question if you haven't. I want you to take time and answer that because I think it's really important that we have something that ties that level of commitment to our goal, to us accomplishing something. So it's not so easy to quit at times. But let's just go ahead and feel that, and then we'll flow a little bit more with this presentation. Who's willing to give their why? I don't want you to. You don't have to come up this time. We're not going to do that. But yes, sir. Please share. Yeah, you just stand up, and we need your name though, and we need to be able to hear you. We want her to be able to hear you in the back.
My name is Abisai Montes, and my why is I'm first U.S. Citizen of my family.
Wow.
I'm the oldest, so I got a lot to show for my younger brothers, sisters, setting an example for them.
That's powerful, man.
So that's why I'm going to college, first one to graduate in high school, now I'm going to college, so I'm already setting up a high level.
That's big. Some of you might be thinking, why does he make his clap after everything? You might not be thinking that, but I don't know. I just feel good about having an opportunity to encourage other people and in understanding that each of you all in here, this is a brotherhood. That's specifically why I wore this shirt, because I'm a part of a brotherhood as well. But understanding that you can be a part of a brotherhood, or you can be in a family, even though you might not have blood that necessarily comes from the same people, or you might not look alike, or one of y'all might have a nice beard, and some of you might have no facial hair at all, you know? But I just want you all just to take the opportunity. When you see those opportunities and when there's a chance to celebrate your brother, because if it came around to you and it was time for somebody to celebrate you, would you want them to celebrate you?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about goal sets. So if you achieve a goal, you accomplish something that's big for you. My man said, you know, first one to graduate high school in his family. He's going to be the first one to graduate college in his family. We got to show love. All right. So after hearing that, it really fires me up, right? Because it takes me back to that time when I had the opportunity to speak and connect with those young men in that way. But just like I said, when I even come back and listen to some of my older presentations, it challenges me to reflect and say, have I done what I asked them to do? In which I always pride myself on operating in the highest level of integrity. And actually, not even a week ago, I sat down with my producer, and we began just to cast the vision on what's the future of the network, what's the future of what I'm going to do in my business and what that looks like. And then after sitting down, and you know, I don't know for you if it works better for you writing it, for you recording it, then I began to really say, oh wow, things are getting clearer for me now on how I want to, you know, begin to elevate this company and seeing all the places I can generate revenue, and then seeing where that revenue is going to go as it continues to come in and as it continues to grow. So I want to just challenge you on doing that. Two things for today, right? Two things. So the first one is write your goals, right? It can be two, it can be three, it can be five, it can be one. But write down that goal or goals to give you self-accountability within your mind and on that paper or on that Google Doc or on that voice memo, okay? So write those down. And then after we write those down, now we want to begin to assess what is the level of time? What is the level of effort? What is the level of energy? What is the level of financial investment? As well as what is the level of sacrifice that it will take for me to achieve this goal in 30 days? Maybe if you want to write a book, then maybe you're going to have to be in the spot, in the position where you say, instead of going out on the weekend, I might need to take some time and put that in my timer, on my calendar, set a stopwatch or a timer to go off after you've written for 30 minutes or an hour, because now you're allowing yourself to dedicate that specific time to achieve that goal, and you're making that goal the priority. All right. So we need to take time and be intentional, because you're not going to hit a target by accident. You're going to hit a target when you're purposeful and when you take intentional steps and strides towards that individual thing. OK, family, this has been another episode of the Speak Your Success podcast with Jonathan Jones. And I just want you to know, right, I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering you on. Feel free to tag me on Instagram at Speak Your Success Media. That way, you know, after you write down your goals, you can take a picture and then tag us, and then we'd love to reshare you and celebrate you in this journey and even create a level of accountability for you. Okay? So until next time, family, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you? And why should you live any other way?